Anyway, I'd like to greet everyone. Good evening. Maganda ba ang mga gabi nyo ngayon? Okay, sige. For those of you who came for the very first time, I would just like to thank you for dropping by. This is our 7 o'clock youth service. And every Friday, we have 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. But again, I understand marami sa atin, lalo na pasukan ngayon, ginagabi. So you can visit our 7 o'clock service. Pero kung mapaaga kayo, meron pa rin tayong 5 o'clock. And again, I'd like to thank everyone just to just coming here. Alam ko yung iba sa inyo, galing pa ng school, dumiretso kayo dito. Siyempre, may mga assignments na yan. Okay, but again, it's really a joy to me to stand here once again in front of very amazing young people. Okay, right here in Metro East. Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha bang amazing yan? Ayun. Okay. Medyo nawala ako for, I think, for the whole series ng Life App. That's why, you know, I missed being here, sharing God's Word. But then again, I'm so glad just, you know, Pastor Jerry, Pastor Dan, Dean, and Che, and the rest of our campus missionaries. Talaga namang when they preached, as in talagang talaga nagmo-move talaga si Lord sa mga buhay natin. And pwede ba nating palakpakan lahat ng mga campus missionaries natin? I really want to honor them and I'm so glad to be working with them dito sa Lifebox Metro East natin. And right now, okay, we are opening up our new series and we call that Awaken. Okay? Sabihin mo nga, Awaken. So, alam nyo bang ibig sabihin ng awaken? Awaken, titignan ko sa Webster Dictionary, it means that to stop sleeping, okay? And to wake up. So, lalo na ngayon, di ba, pasukan na. And by the way, alam nyo ba yung kabaligtaran ng awaken? Antoken. Okay. So, gigising ka. Antoken na. So, lahat ng mga estudyante dito na sino sa inyo dito na pasukan nyo na, pumapasok na kayo, last week pa or last na. Sino sa inyo dito, this coming Monday pa lang kayo papasok? Uy, marami din. Yung ibang estudyante, merong July for the UP students naman sa August pa. Okay? But nevertheless, this coming Monday, pasukan na naman, marami sa atin, papasok na tayo. Siyempre, kailangan na naman nating gumising nang maaga, lalo na pag maaga yung schedule nyo, tapos na maliligayang araw nyo na gumising ng mga late, okay, ginigising na kayo ng nanay nyo, hindi pa kayo magising. Ngayon, talagang kailangan yung gumising dahil pasukan na naman, lalo na sa Monday. Kaya nga, malamang ito maging itsura nyo pagka pasukan na. Kung Sunday ngayon, Monday kinabukasan, ito ang itsura nyo. Monday na pala bukas! So magugulat ka, may pasok na naman. So, lalo na pagka this Monday pa lang ang pasukan nyo. Okay? Let me just share with you very quick yung objective, okay, ng series natin. Of course, our goal for this is that all of us, especially you students, will understand the person, okay, and the nature of the power of the Holy Spirit. Basically, we will really talk about who the Holy Spirit is. We might know who God the Father is, God the Son, Jesus Christ, but, you know, very, very seldom we really talk about or we hear the Holy Spirit. Okay, that is why we're going to focus on that for the next 3 weeks and starting tonight. Okay, now the question is why this series? Bakit pag-uusapan natin itong Awaken na to? Tingnan nyo yung logo natin, mala-ignite. Ibig sabihin, there's something within us that needs to be awakened. Kailangan magising tayo. Okay, lalo na ngayong, syempre, timely, very timely, pasukan. Of course, why this series? And katulad na sinabi ko kanina, back to school tayo. Of course, new things, lahat. Maybe some of you, new school, okay? Or maybe some of you here, new course. Nakakasampung course ka na, okay? Every year talaga nga iba-ibang course. Eh, gusto kong libutin talaga lahat ng course eh. Okay? So, lahat yon kinukuha mo. Or maybe for some of you, new friends. Okay? New batchmates. And new ballpens. Katulad na sinabi ni Pastor Dan, I think 2 weeks ago, yung iba sa inyo, excited ka pa, may new eraser ka. Alam mo yun, di ba? Sarap amoy ng eraser, pambura. Bango nun, di ba? Talagang, syempre, may new ball pen ka. Ngayon, malinis pa, pero by the time na tapos na yung school, talagang kinakagat-kagat mo na yon, di ba? Talagang, lala, pag naboboard ka na, ano ba naman, ma'am, ang tagal naman matapos to, di ba? Kinakagat mo yung ball pen mo. But nevertheless, you know, why this series? Because, we all have new things, new stuff. Okay, lalo na ngayong pasukan na to. And especially, some of us, we are looking for a new classmate na mukhang smart kid. Ay, ito na, pupuntirin ko to. Tatabit, kakaibiganin ko to. Diba? So, may mga new smart kid tayo, mga classmate. Eh. New season. But you know, talking about new everything, but how about why this series? How about new purpose? Okay, can you say that with me? New purpose. You know, maybe some of you, second year ka na, college ka, or maybe first year college, but again, you are still studying. But how about new purpose when we go back to our campuses, when we go back to our universities, sa mga school natin, di ba? You know, not just going there to, yes, to study, pero hindi lang makapagbarkada, yes, kasama yon. But again, having this new purpose of seeing new ways, okay, the way God sees our classmates, our friends, having that purpose. And that's what we're going to talk about for the next 3 weeks, okay? Now, this first week tonight, we'll talk about the Holy Spirit as our helper, okay? A helper that allows us to do things beyond our capacity and ability. Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha bang may abilidad yung katabi mo? Maabilidad. Okay. Natutulog na lang, kaya pang lahat gawin. Kaya pang gawin lahat, talagang sobrang maabilidad, di ba? But you know, I understand that all of us here, okay, God has given us the grace to have this ability, to have this capacity, okay, para gawin natin yung mga bagay na dapat nating gawin or ma-accomplish. But then again, I want you to understand that all our abilities and all our capacities to do things, it's not by our own strength, but it's only by the help of the Holy Spirit. So kaya yun ang importante pag-uusapan natin ngayon. But before we do that, can we just open the word of prayer? Join me in prayer. Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. We pray, God, that you would open our hearts to hear from you and to really acknowledge that indeed you are our great helper, God. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would anoint the preaching of your word. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just bless our time together, Lord, as we study God's word tonight, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, before I start, before we read the passage, okay, for tonight, we're going to read from the book of John, chapter 16. But before we do that, I would just like to share with you the background bago natin basahan yung scripture, okay? Yung background is that Jesus, of course, we all know, if you're reading your Bible, alam mo that Jesus Christ, after His ministry, okay, for 3 years, He started His ministry around 30 years old, then 3 years He did everything that God called Him to do while here on earth, the Father. And then after 3 years, He ascended, He resurrected, okay? Then, with that 3 years, itong mga disciples ni Jesus, okay, before Jesus ascended to heaven, they were filled with fear and grief. As in, natatakot sila. Na, they were bothered. Why? Because the passage that we're about to read is that Jesus is about to go and depart to the Father and leave His disciples. Okay? And the disciples were thinking back then that, you know, sinurrender nila lahat ng, yung careers nila, yung jobs nila, everything. Then, all of a sudden, the Jesus, their master, okay, the rabbi, which they call him, and we call him Jesus Rabbi, okay, as our teacher, iiwan na sila, now going to the Father. Now, this is what happened in the book of John chapter 16 verses 5 to 7. Ito na yon. Okay? If you have your Bible with you, you can open that with me. I want to read from ESV. Okay, yes, there you go. John chapter 16, verses 5 to 7, it says there, "But now I am going to him who sent me." So after ng ministry niya for 3 years, nagpagaling siya, okay, nag-preach siya, nagpakain siya ng mga 5,000. So this is his time to go back to the Father. "But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you even bothered to ask me, 'Where are you going?' But verse 6 says there, 'Because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart.'" Of course, dahil aalis na si Jesus, wala na yung alam mo yon, yung master nila, yung the one who protects them, the one who secures them. They were filled with sorrow. Grabe, bothered na sila. And then in verse 7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." Okay, this is the truth. "It is to your advantage." Can you say that with me? Advantage. "That I go away, for I do not go away. For if I do not go away," kung hindi ako aalis, "the Helper, who is the Holy Spirit, will not come to you." So I need to go. "So that the Holy Spirit, who is the Helper, the Great Counselor, will be with you." So I need to go. "But if I go, I will send him to you." Now, I want to focus on that word advantage. Okay? It says there, "It is to your advantage." This is Jesus speaking. "It is to your advantage." Now, the question is, you know, I'm thinking, who doesn't want advantage? I believe all of us here, you know, when we talk about that word, ibig sabihin, may edge ka na. Lamang ka na. You are one step ahead to anyone else. Okay? Pag sinabi nating advantage. Ngayon, pag sinabi natin na yung may edge na tayo o lamang na tayo, lahat tayo gusto natin yon. Sino sa inyo dito ayaw nyo ng advantage? Meron ba dito? Yung parang binibigyan ka na ng plus 10 ka na, sabi ni teacher mo, "Ay, ayoko po ma'am, gusto ko ano. 99 grade mo, hindi po ma'am, ayoko niyan. Gusto ko 70 lang." Meron bang ganon? Di ba? Advantage na yon. Pero, kaya yun ang kailangan natin pag-usapan. Well, just want to give you, you know, things about advantage. You know, lahat naman dito siguro may cellphone, may camera, smartphones, or most of us, di ba? Advantage yun, lalo na pagka, alam mo yung pagka napunta ka sa isang place or somewhere else. Pag may camera ka, may nakita kang, "Uy, grabe, ang ganda nung view, ah." Diba? Nagpipicture ka. Minsan, nagsiselfie ka, nagpapapicture ka. Okay? So, advantage yun pag may camera. Parang ganito, diba? Yung nanay, meron siyang camera. So, may nakita siya magandang view. "Uy, ang ganda nung view, ah." Diba? So, nag-camera agad siya. Okay? Advantage yun para sa kanya. Yun nga lang, hindi disadvantage yun sa anak niya. Nay, nasasakal ako. Diba? Nakakuha nga ng magandang view yung nanay. Nasakal naman. Hindi ko alam kung nasa ospital pa tong batang to o ano, dahil nasakal. Pero, you know, kidding aside, that's an advantage. Okay? And hindi lang yun. Diba, how many of you would agree with me, advantage ka kapag kamalapit yung bahay mo sa school mo? Diba? Yung bang kahit matulog ka ng late, "O, gising ako 5 minutes before ng klase namin, abot pa yan." Diba? Ito lang yung school namin eh. Kahit na isang wisik lang, "Oh, eh, ma'am, present." Diba? Nagtatawag na. Disagun, present. Diba? Talaga nandun ka agad. Pero pag malayo ka, wala disadvantage yun. You need to wake up early. Kasi kailangan mo magbiyahe. Pero pag malapit ka, "Uy, okay ito." Okay? Advantage yun. Hindi lang yun. Advantage lalo kapag ka ang teacher mo ay nanay mo. Meron pang ganun dito? Nanay mo na, teacher mo pa, advantage to. Hindi, alam mo yung hindi ka talaga bibigyan ng mababang grade. Siyempre, pag bumagsak yun, magtutuition fee na naman ako sa'yo next year. Kailangan ipasa na kita. Okay? So, advantage yun. In fact, kanina lang nalaman, nagkikwentuhan kami mga campus missionaries, nalaman ko kanina, grabe, si Pastor Jerry pala. Pastor Jerry, alam nyo ba nung elementary days niya, alam nyo bang valedictorian si Jerry? Pastor Jerry? Ganyan-ganyan lang yan, pero ganyan talaga yan. Ganyan na talaga. Okay? Valedictorian siya. Why? You know kung bakit? Yung tatay niya kasi principal nung school niya. Totoo. Valedictorian kasi principal yung tatay. So advantage yun. Okay? Hindi, pero sa totoo lang, matalino talaga si Pastor Jerry. Brilliant. Okay, brilliant thinker. In fact, pagka sa meeting namin, grabe yung oozing with wisdom. Yung minds niya talaga. Sobrang, kaya, but nevertheless, that's an advantage. And even for some, okay, pag may dimple ka, advantage daw yon. Diba? Sino may mga dimple ba yung katabi mo? Okay. Yung iba, walang dimple, pero dahil nakaka-cute yung dimple, talagang binubutas talaga mo. Diba? Dinidimplean mo mabuti yung sarili mo eh. Okay? Kasi advantage daw yun, nakakadagdag daw ng... in fact, sabi nila, abnormal daw yun eh, pag may dimple ka eh. Kasi merong muscle tissue na kulang. But nevertheless, ito yung abnormal na nakakaganda. Diba? Yung dimple. Of course, sa mga babae, advantage daw pagka may humor ang lalaki. Okay? So, actually, dalawa lang daw ang reason para ma-fall ang mga babae. Kung pogi ka or funny ka, may humor ka. Now, the question is, ano ka doon? Ewan ko sa inyo, pero ako, I think I have both. Okay? Pogi ka, ewan. Sino pa ba matinding illustration kundi ako? Diba, wala na akong maiisip na ibang illustration sa pogi. Kundi ako na lang, okay? So, kaya yung napangasawa ko, yung, of course, yung asawa ko, napangasawa ko yung asawa ko, alam na alam ko, napugian siya sa akin. Okay? Then, pangalawa, grabe, talagang nagustuhan niya pala ako dahil funny daw ako. Okay? Kasi yung nililigawan ko siya, mahilig ko siyang paypayan. Funny. Okay? So, mapaypay daw ako eh, mapaypay. Alam mo, pogi mo na, ang funny mo pa. Diba? Ganun yung wife ko. So, advantage daw yon. Okay? Siyempre, alam mo, talking about advantage, ito lang talaga yung bagay na hindi ko talaga maintindihan, itong advantage na to. Hindi ko maintindihan kung bakit ang Miami Heat, may home court advantage, hindi nanalo. Dalawang game, home court advantage, tambak pa, pambihira naman Miami Heat to. Kaya ang ginawa ko, alam nyo, Miami Heat talaga ako eh. In fact, talaga, di ba, nag-cheer ako. Pero ngayon, grabe, home court advantage. Hindi nila maintindihan kung ano ang advantage. Ang home court advantage. Kaya ang ginawa ko ngayon, nag-switch na ako. Spurs na ako ngayon. Okay. Go Spurs! Spurs! Hindi, may game pa. Okay. Hindi, joke lang yun. Miami pa rin ako. Babawi pa rin ang Miami! Babawi pa rin yan. Sige, mangarap na lang ng Miami. Anyway, you know, talking about that, we all want advantage. We all want to step ahead, one step ahead. Okay, gusto natin may edge tayo. But you know, ibig ba sabihin nito, sinabi ni Jesus, it is to your advantage. Ibig ba sabihin nito, dahil, you know, we are all Christians, probably, hopefully, we are all followers of Jesus. We believe in God. We attend youth service every Friday. We pray. We read the Bible. Ibig ba sabihin nito, Lord, may advantage ako. Kaya pagbalik ko ng school, I have the advantage na mas mataas ang mga grade ko kaysa sa mga classmates ko. Christian ako eh. Okay? Ibig ba sabihin nito, pag yung sinabi ni Jesus, you have this advantage, kaya dahil yung kapatid mo, hindi Kristiyano, ikaw lang Christian, mas favored ka kasi may advantage ako. Lord, Christian ako eh. Yung kapatid ko, hindi pa. Kaya mas favored ako. Mas gusto yung, mas nabibigay sa akin yung, ng parents ko kung ano yung sinasabi ko sa kanila. Kasi Christian ako. Yun ba yung ibig sabihin ng advantage that we have? Or, does it mean dahil Christian tayo, we will beat non-Christians? Kaya kitang talunin. Kristiyano ako, ikaw hindi. Yun ba ibig sabihin nun? Definitely not. Because the advantage that Jesus is talking about is really about the work of the Holy Spirit in us so that we can be effective in reaching out to our friends, to our classmates. But first, we need to understand why is it to our advantage? Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, may advantage ka na. Eto, SM advantage card sa'yo. Diba? First thing first, Why is it to our advantage? Because number one, the Holy Spirit is our helper. The Holy Spirit is our helper. In fact, John chapter 14, verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper. Okay? And He is the Holy Spirit. He's not lesser compared to Jesus, but He is the exact representation of God the Father and God the Son. The helper, the great counselor, that is the Holy Spirit. To be with you forever. Now, I realize that, you know, the physical body of Jesus during the time that He was here on earth might be limited to one place at one time. Because during that time, you know, yes, He is God, He is omnipotent, He is all-powerful, He can do everything and anything. But physically, we all know that He is limited. When he's here, okay, just like imagining na andito tayo, kasama tayo mga disciples or feeding the 5,000, okay, He cannot be on the other side. Why? Because physically, Jesus Himself is limited. That is why what He said in the scripture that we've read, after Me, I will send you a helper. Why? Para hindi limitado yung mga kaya nating gawin. Yung gustong ipagawa sa atin ni Lord. So that not just us, even those people, the body of Christ, whoever believes in Jesus, can do even greater things for God because of the Holy Spirit. If Jesus is still physical now, all of us have to travel physically just to get to Him, or vice versa. That is why Jesus has to leave and go back to the Father and leave the Helper, the Holy Spirit. Now, the question is, do we really know who the Holy Spirit is? Let me tell you who is the Holy Spirit. He is a person. He is not just a force. He is not just a kind of a wind or a mystical idea. But He is God Himself. He is co-eternal, co-existent with God the Father and God the Son, the Holy Spirit. It's like one God in three distinct person. Okay? Isa lang ang Diyos natin. And the Holy Spirit, we might think, uy, bago yun ah. But He is just co-equal and co-existent with the Father and the Son. And He is the third person of the mystery of the triune God. You know, this is a mystery to all of us. But we all know there is only one God. And Holy Spirit, again, like what I've said, is not a force. He can talk with us. He can relate with us. He can comfort us. He can be with us. Kahit saan tayo magpunta. Because He is so powerful. He is the Holy Spirit. And some might say, you know, yes, the Holy Spirit might be a helper. And some might say, you know, I don't think I need help. In fact, I'm doing good. I don't think in sa studies ko, hindi ko siguro kailangan ng tulong. In fact, maraming classmates ko nangangailangan ng tulong ko. But me, I don't think I need help. Maybe some of you are saying, I don't know, I don't think I need help in terms of finances. You know, we are okay. My parents are doing okay financially. So maybe we are thinking that I don't need help. But you need to realize one way or another, we all need help. Kailangan natin ng tulong. In fact, pag may mga group projects tayo, kailangan pa rin natin ng tulong. Pagka gusto mo magka-boyfriend or magka-girlfriend, kailangan mo ng tulong. Yung iba sa inyo, nagpapalakad pa, di ba? Uy, lakad mo naman ako sa kanya.
Tapos bandang uli siya yung sinagot, hindi ikaw, di ba? Sinulot mo ako, Brad, di ba? Lahat tayo kailangan natin ng tulong. But then again, we need to understand who is it that can really help us. Again, like what I've said, it is the Holy Spirit who can help us. You know, when we go back to our school, when we go back to our campus, maybe some of you here, first time mo sa school na to, wala ka pang kilala, wala ka pang kaibigan. Lord, ano ang gagawin ko? Mag-isa lang ako dito, hindi ko alam kung ano. Pwede bang wag na lang mag-aral, Lord? Pwede bang magtrabaho na lang o matulog na lang sa bahay? Ba't ko ba ginagawa to, di ba? Ba't ba ako nag-aaral pa? But again, maintindihan natin that, you know, we all need the help of the Holy Spirit. So that when we go back to our campuses, when we go back to our school, you will be assured that you are not alone. Hindi ka nag-iisa. Maaaring hindi mo kasama yung parents mo or yung mga kaibigan mo, but when you are alone inside that school, you are not really alone. Because you need to realize that as you believe in God, as you give yourself, your life to God, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and He is your helper. He is our helper. In fact, R.A. Torrey said, I don't know who this guy is. Nakita ko lang to. Sabi niya doon, just so now that Jesus is gone to the Father, we have another person. Just as divine as He is, just as wise as He, just as ready and just able to help, who is always by our side. I'm telling you, students, you are not alone. You are not alone. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo. Huwag mo lang sabihin, kantahin mo, you are not alone, sabi mo. You are not, di ba? Parang High School Musical lang, no? Nagkita lang, kumantang bigla. You are not alone. We are not alone. Because the Holy Spirit is in us. And who will guide us? Unless Jesus did what He came to do, kung hindi dumating dito si Jesus sa lupa, there will be no gospel. There will be no good news. If He did not die, He cannot remove our sins. Kung hindi siya namatay, nabuhay na muli, you know, our sins are still here with us. He could not rise again and defeat death. If He did not go back to the Father, the Holy Spirit would not come. Kung hindi siya babalik sa Diyos Ama, the Holy Spirit will not come. We will never have any help. Pagbalik natin sa may school natin, para tayong talunan, wala tayong kasama, wala tayong advocate, walang mag-encourage sa atin. That is why Jesus needs to go to the Father and leave the Holy Spirit. Christ's presence on earth was limited to one place at a time. His leaving meant He could be present to the whole world through the Holy Spirit. That's why we can really understand that the Holy Spirit is our helper. Siya yung kaagapay natin, siya yung kasama natin, katulong natin lalo na pagka, you know, we are in dire need of help. He is our help. The Holy Spirit is our help. Not just that, the Holy Spirit is our guide. Hindi ka lang niya tutulungan. But He will be our guide. He will guide us. In John chapter 16, verse 13, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. Sabing ganon, pagka dumating daw ang Holy Spirit para sa atin, He will guide us, every one of us, into all the truth. In fact, let me just say this. He will guide you in making right decisions. Di ba, alam mo yan, pagka nag-aaral ka na uli, pag nasa school ka na, ito na yung time, di ba? Parang, Lord, wala na parents ko. I'm free. Magagawa ko ng lahat ng gusto ko. Di ba? Magkaka-girlfriend na ako. Boyfriend dito, boyfriend doon, girlfriend dito. Kaya ko nang gawin lahat. But the Holy Spirit can guide us in making right decisions. Kaya nga, di ba, pagka marami sa atin, umuuwi tayong luwaan, susumbong tayo sa parents natin, kasi may mga mali tayong desisyon na ginagawa sa buhay natin. That is why we need a guide. And He is the Holy Spirit. He is the person that we need. Not just that, we need a guide for us to be connected with right people. Lord, sino ba yung mga taong dapat kong samahan ngayon? Lord, sino ba yung mga tao na dapat kong kaibiganin? Yung mag-iimpluwensya sa akin sa tama, hindi sa mali. Why? Because so many students, pagkapasok pa lang natin, uy, gabi, mukhang tahimik to, mukhang mabait to. Yun na, di ba? Tapos hindi pala natin alam yung background. All of a sudden, nahahatak na pala tayo, nahihila na pala tayo sa mga bad influences. That's why we all need a guide. Sino sa inyo dito masasabi nyo kailangan mo ng guide? Okay, hindi kita mambulag, pero kailangan mo lang ng guide, okay? You know, in making minsan may mga stupid decisions talaga tayo ginagawa. Kaya kailangan natin someone who is well-equipped, experienced probably, or wise para bigyan tayo ng guide, para matulungan tayo. You know, I remember before ako naging ganito, you know, you can see me now as a man, you know, medyo, like I said, pogi, ano. But you never realized who I was before. Maybe some of you hindi nyo ako kilala talaga, but you know, before I became like me right now, I want to be honest to you, I cannot even hold a glass. I cannot even hold a toothbrush. Somebody needs to guide me. Somebody needs to help me walk. In fact, excuse me, for some of us, tulo lang na tulo yung laway ko before. Somebody needs to wipe it out for me. You know why? I need a guide. Because I was a baby back then. Bata pa ako nun eh. Mutulo laway. Kailangan ko ng guide. Kailangan ko tulong. Joke yun. Yung iba, datating din sa likod yan. Sa likod. Mamaya, magsisink in yan. Magsisink in. Kailangan ko ng tulong. Hindi ko mahawakan yung glass kasi bata pa ako, baby. Nauhulog. Yung iba, oh, talagang, ano daw? Hindi ko gets. Labo. But then again, we all need a guide. And that guide is the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us when we go back to campus. Lord, what will I do now? Lord, anong gagawin ko, Lord? May mga kaibigan ako, may mga classmates ako, Lord. Anong gagawin ko? Tulungan mo ako. I need your guidance. I need your direction. Is this the right way to do it? Lord, sabi nila, mangopya. Lord, tama ba yun? I need a guide. You need a guide when you go back to your campus and reach out to students. Or else, para ka lang isang bulag na nandun, you don't know what to do. That's why you need a guide. And lastly, the Holy Spirit is our confidence. He is our confidence. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I'm reading in Good News Translation. It says, therefore, the Spirit that God has given us does not make us timid. Instead, His Spirit fills us with power. He fills us with power. And that gives us the confidence. Pag bumalik tayo sa mga eskwelahan natin, sa mga universities kung saan tayo pumapasok, He gives us the power, the confidence, the love, self-discipline, self-control. When we go back there, kung saan tayo pinosisyon ni Lord, kung bakit ka nasa FEU ngayon, kung bakit ka nasa UST, nasa Miriam College or UP, kung bakit ka nasa Faith, kung bakit nasa Nazareth ka, TIP, PSBA, kung nasan ka man ngayon, God has given you, the Holy Spirit is your confidence. When you reach out your classmates, you will have the confidence to say no. Pag sinasabi ng mga classmates mo, uy, mag-cheat na tayo, mag-opya na tayo, you will have the confidence to say, no, I'm sorry. You don't need to tell them, you know, I have the Holy Spirit. You don't need to tell them that. Or else, ang weird mo nun. Okay? Diba? Scary ka, scary. Yeah. You don't need to tell that. Say that. But when you have the confidence that the Holy Spirit is giving you, you will have the confidence to say no to cheating. Hindi ko gagawin yan. May confidence ka kasi nakapag-review ka. May papasa ko yan because I know the Holy Spirit is my helper. Hindi naman bibigay sa iyo yung sagot ng Holy Spirit. Oh, letter B, letter B. But He will help you. Sa pag-review mo, mga resources, and He will guide you and He will be your confidence. Having the confidence that now you can respect your teachers. It is the Holy Spirit, it is the work of the Holy Spirit, you need to understand that now you can respect your teachers. That now you can respect women, opposite sex. It is the Holy Spirit who will give you the confidence to say no when your friends are telling you, tara, isang shot lang. Isang baso lang. Diba? First day of school, diba? Inuman agad, isang shot lang. Ayun ba pinag-aaralan natin dito? But you know, if you don't have the confidence of the Holy Spirit, tomorrow, that's gonna be two shots. And then the next week, you might be drinking a bottle of beer. And maybe a few months after that, umuwi ka na ng madaling araw, lasing na lasing. Hindi mo na alam kung saan yung bahay mo. But if you have the Holy Spirit, He gives you the confidence to say no. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm still with you. I can sit with you. But I'm not gonna do that. You'll have the confidence. Are you still here with me? You will have the confidence to say no to your boyfriend pag niyayaya ka na. Kiss naman tayo. You will have the confidence to say no. I'm sorry. If you really love me, hintayin mo ako. Irerespeto mo ako. Igagalang mo ako. You will have the confidence. The Holy Spirit is our guarantee that we are never alone and we have help in Christ in becoming a witness. Again, just before we pray, you know, we're going to worship God in this place. I want to ask the music team just to come up here, lead us in worship. But you know, let me just say this. Gisingin mo nga yung katabi mo, gising ka pa ba? Awaken tayo, awaken. You know, I want to say this. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He is our very present help. You know, this is what I realize. Listen to this. This is what I realize. Sadly, God is like the last option to some of us. Iniisip natin, Lord, wala na talaga akong matatakbuhan. Ikaw na lang talaga. And I realize, hindi ba pwedeng una si Lord? Bago siya last? And some of us might think, Lord, hirap na ako. Lahat nilapitan ko na. Wala akong makuha. Lord, ikaw na lang talaga ang maaasahan ko. Hindi ba pwedeng si Lord muna ang asahan natin? Hindi ba pwedeng maintindihan muna natin, Lord, ikaw yung helper ko, hindi itong mga taong ito. Ikaw lang. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is our helper. And He is there willing, capable of helping every one of us. And He's our guide. When those times, pag may mga panahon na naliligaw na tayo, we feel like we are making stupid decisions. Lord, parang hindi na ako to. Lord, I'm being swayed. Lord, I'm turning left to the right. I'm not going according to Your will and according to Your purpose. Lord, I need a guide. Lord, tulungan mo ako, Lord. I need the right direction, clear direction. And we need the confidence that the only the Holy Spirit can give us. When you go back to your campus, when you go back to your school, maybe some of you might think, Lord, ba't ako? Yes, I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus, pero Lord, hindi ko kaya mag-share ng gospel. Lord, hindi ko kaya mag-share ng good news. Hindi ko kaya sabihin sa mga classmates ko, mahal kayo ni Lord. Lord, nakakahiya, parang weird para sa akin yun. But I'm telling you, it is the Holy Spirit who will give you confidence. It is the Holy Spirit who will equip you to engage. Pag may classmate ka na nakaupo, Lord, lalapitan ko ba to o hindi? Kinakabahan ka? It is the Holy Spirit who will give you confidence to talk to that person and share God's word to your classmate. You know, as we close, I'd like to ask everyone to stand on your feet. We're going to worship God in this place. We're going to worship the Holy Spirit because He deserves it. The Holy Spirit is a person. He is God. And He has the power to help us, to guide us, and to give confidence, to put confidence in our very hearts this afternoon. Can we just all worship God in this place? Can we just take this time, Lord, the Holy Spirit, I want to worship You. I want to glorify You. I want to give You praise, God, for You deserve it. Let us all do that today.